My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to yet another edition of Marketing School. This one's really special because we're going to be talking about the biggest lessons we learned from doing over 100 episodes of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And let's go ahead and jump right into it. So, Neil, what do you think is the first lesson from doing over 100 episodes? It's been so fast.
Yeah, it's been fast. We do ours daily. And the big thing that I've learned from this is when you first launch a podcast, at least for us, we didn't get too much traction. As in, we got the views. I think Libsyn is really off with their tracking, right? I think we get around 250,000 listens a month at this point, which isn't too bad. But there's no way we actually get 250,000 listens. If someone tweets about it and clicks the link to listen, it counts it as a view when in reality, it wasn't a view. But the biggest thing that I learned is as we're doing it more and more, people are starting to notice the episodes, the podcast, and they're starting to talk about it and mention it to Eric and I. But when we look at the first 30 episodes, when we started promoting the podcast heavily at the beginning, people were like, oh, awesome, amazing job, love the podcast. And then as the second, third, fourth, etc. week came along, no one was talking about it. And as we started getting to like the 80th episode, I started getting more emails. I know Eric gets way more than me, about people saying like, oh, amazing job on the podcast. In essence, it's really helping to grow our brand, our following, etc. So I would say it's worth it, but I don't think you're going to get a big, huge bang for your buck from podcasting in your first 100 episodes. Now, if you fast forward and you start doing 300, 400, 500 episodes, I bet you the ROI is going to start becoming huge.
Yeah. So point number two is we do get a lot of great feedback, but sometimes there's a lot of, there's a couple of negative emails that we'll get, which is good. You know, we accept all feedback and still continue to give us whatever you have. And sometimes we'll hear that we are repeating something, or, you know, somebody will say they're not that impressed. And, you know, some of the things that we're talking about may seem a little more basic to really advanced marketers. And, you know, the reason why we're doing this is to really share our knowledge across the board, not just for advanced people, but really beginners, intermediate as well. So we're trying to cover the whole spectrum, and we're not going to be able to please everyone at the same time. So if you're looking to start a podcast, just understand that you're going to be talking to, you know, people of varying degrees, right? You might be talking to somebody that's really advanced, or you might be talking to a beginner. The really advanced people might, you know, say something negative, while the beginners might tell us something like, oh, you know, we're able to close a really big deal, which in fact did happen just by listening to Marketing School. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, the perspective really helps.
The other thing that I ended up learning from the whole podcast experience is people who launch a podcast and just do a podcast, it's really hard to make it popular. But if you do podcasting, blogging, speaking at conferences, video marketing like on YouTube, etc., it works out really well. It's a combination of everything. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to start a podcast, it's going to be popular. Look at people like Art of Charm, right? They're mainly known for their podcast. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that people are just starting podcasts and they're mainly known for the podcast. You have to have an audience to push it to for it to become popular. People look at ours and they're like, oh, wow, Eric, Neil, you guys have a ton of listeners. How'd you do it? We have an email list. We have a big blog audience. I think it's really hard these days, because podcasting has been around for a long time now, to just create one and expect it to become really popular.
Yeah. And number four, this kind of tails in over from what Neil said. It's the consistency part. And I did a Snapchat Snapstorm, I should say, on this a while back, and I'll probably post it to YouTube, showing my podcast traffic from Growth Everywhere initially. And the first year, I think the high point each month, I was getting about 9 listens. That was the first year. And then the second year, it jumped up to about 54 or so. And then the third year, it started going even higher, and then higher and higher. So it takes a lot of work. And even to get to this point right now, it took a lot of learnings from that podcast to carry it over into this podcast. So it's the same thing with blogging. You have to stay consistent in order to see success.
So now that you're sharing Growth Everywhere stats, what do you get per month on listens?
Yeah, so Growth Everywhere stats is about 45,000.
And how long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing that one for about 3.5 years.
That's a long time. How many episodes are you at?
I think it's got to be over 200.
All right. So think of it this way. You've been doing it for 3.5 years, 200 plus episodes. They're detailed. They're not short like this or what? 10 minutes?
They're about 30 to 40 minutes.
30, 40 minutes?
They used to be an hour.
Oh, wow. So if you think about it, Eric's at 45,000 listens. We're at 250,000 listens, and we've been doing this for what? 3-ish months? Maybe a bit more, 3.5 now. We have one little cheat code, right? We have a blog audience. It's not really a cheat code. It's more so like a hack. Without a big blog audience, it's really hard to just launch a podcast and make it do really well. My personal blog, which I promote this on more than anything else, has 400 something thousand unique visitors a month, not Quicksprout. This is neilpatel.com. So I add a podcasting tab. Plus, my email list is in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. So it's not that hard to get listens. The point I'm trying to make is creating a podcast, promoting it, getting a lot of visitors is not easy. Eric has Growth Everywhere. He has a blog. He promoted it. He's done so many different tactics. But yet, he's at 45,000 listens, which is a lot. It's way more than the average podcast. The point I want to emphasize to you guys is it's not easy to get a lot of downloads and listens. And even that number, whether it's 250,000 for us or 45,000 for Growth Everywhere, no one's really getting the number that Libsyn's reporting. I don't know what the real number is, but my guess, it's way less than 1/3 of that.
Yeah. And, you know, even though we're doing well when it comes to listens, I want to emphasize that the podcasting is just like blogging at the end of the day. It's really about being able to crystallize your thoughts. And if anything, it's to help you articulate kind of what's on your mind, and it helps you move forward, right? Even if you're not getting many listens, you know, that's not the big deal, because you just keep consistent with it over time. You're going to get there, and you're going to be able to help people at scale versus, you know, getting coffee with somebody or just sending people emails. Like, we get emails from people. I guess this is another point, that you're never really able to kind of expect what's going to come, you know, the type of people you're able to help. Because one person was like, oh, you know, you were able to help me find my first marketing job, even though I don't have a college degree. And it's because I listened to this podcast. Now, that's the kind of impact you can make at scale when you're doing things like that. So, Neil, what's point number seven?
So point number seven is time buys you listens and traffic. I was talking with Duct Tape Marketing founder, and Duct Tape Marketing has their own podcast. When you look at his rankings on the iTunes chart, it's higher than ours. He hasn't done as many episodes. I don't know how much traffic he gets his blog. I'm not going to share his podcast listens numbers because, you know, that's private. That's his information. But I learned one thing from him based on analyzing his podcast and a few other people's based on, you know, them sharing their stats with me. The longer you're up, even if you don't keep creating tons of new episodes consistently, the more traffic and listens you end up getting. Reason being is that people will continually type in keywords and phrases and searching, and more of your stuff will show up over time. It's really simple, but think of it like SEO. When you create content, launch web page, build links, a lot of times it takes 6 months to a year to kick in. If you look at Eric's Growth Everywhere podcast, he continually gets more listens, not because he's doing more and more marketing than he did the previous month. It's just that there's more content out there and more people are finding it, and it's ranking higher when people are searching for it over time. He's not doing anything specific. It just happens naturally.
And if you Google Tomas Tungu, so it's, or you can Google Thomas Tungus, so that's Tungunz, or just Google compounding effects of content marketing, that's probably easier. You can see that for him, he's a popular venture capitalist that talks a lot and you know, about statistics and venture capital. Just look at what he does, and you can see the compounding effects of content marketing over time. It's the same thing for blogging or podcasting. So yeah, in general, I mean, it's been really rewarding for us. I think a bonus thing I'll add is having the picture of both Neil and myself helps, because I was actually in my apartment complex a couple weeks ago, and somebody said, "Hey, aren't you Eric from marketing school?" So, you know, even though Neil doesn't get much feedback around the podcast, I'm getting a lot of it for whatever reason. You should definitely put your face out there, because for Growth Everywhere, I have this cartoon of this Asian character. And it's probably better to have a picture of you. You look at Tim Ferriss's podcast, you look at all these other people, they have their own face on it. So with that being said, that's it for this episode. Hope it was helpful. Let us know if you have any feedback.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.